ओम शांति।
ओम शांति। आज शुक्रवार के दिन
ऑन द डे ऑफ द सतगुरु
आप सबकी याद लेके
कैरिंग एवरीवन्स लविंग रिमेम्ब्रेंसेस
वतन में पहुंची
एज आई रीच सटल रीजन
तो वतन में बहुत सुंदर सजावट थी।
I saw that it was beautifully decorated.
सजावट के बीच में एक बहुत सुंदर
within the
design का light का जैसे कोई पर्दा होता है।
In the middle of all the decoration, in the center was
a
special curtain.
बाबा दूर से दिखाई दे रहे थे।
Behind the curtain, I saw Baba coming from a distance. And I was looking at the decoration, and also looking at Baba behind the curtain. It was feeling very good. But then I was also having the thought, why is Baba standing at such a distance? After a few seconds, Baba came closer. And then said, child, what are you looking at? Baba continued saying, today, many, many children from Bharat and foreign lands have sent their loving remembrances, their elevated thoughts, their pure feelings to Baba. And so Baba was looking at these pure feelings of the children and how they are dancing in joy. And even in the subtle region, there is this atmosphere of the children's presence and their happiness. I then asked Baba, what is behind this curtain? So Baba then said, come child. Baba took hold of my hand and took me ahead. Baba then clapped and said, come children, come. And many, many children got emerged in front of Baba. What appeared was two, three types of fruit trees. On one tree, they were very large sized fruit. On the second tree, there was fruit, a lot of leaves as well. And then the third tree, there were very tiny, tiny fruit like cherries. Baba then said, whatever fruit the children wish to pick, you can pick as much as you wish. So most of the children ran towards the large fruit. They were picking the fruit and it was coming in their, they were collecting it in their hands. But as they were trying to pick the fruit, it was becoming larger and larger and like a balloon and just floating away. So the children were looking at all of this. They were trying their best to hold on to the fruit and bring it back. And then the second tree, there were a lot of leaves. So some children picked those. As they were picking the fruit on that second tree, the leaves were like surrounding it. So they were not able to get to the fruit. And on the third tree, the very few had gone to the third tree. As they were touching that small fruit like cherries, as they were doing that, a lot of light was spreading all around. Baba then said, did you see this? According to the present time, on one hand there is the intensity of fast effort making, In another direction, there is the love of the children. And in the third direction, different forms of Maya coming in incognito ways in front of the children, in the form of different test papers, in the form of different past accounts, and some examinations in the present time are also coming in an incognito way to the children. There are some children who have forgotten their original form, and they lost an eye and what belongs to me, my specialities, and so that image becomes, enlarges like a balloon and just flies away, takes them away. They're deprived of true attainments. So now the time is such that the more you make inner efforts, you remain with that consciousness of being just an instrument, that will be good, because Maya is coming in different forms. Some children are not able to understand this, and those different forms of Maya are so subtle that they can come at any time to the children and influence the children in different ways. There are some children who are entangled in their own thoughts, in the bondage of their own thoughts, and even if they're not wanting to or not wishing it, these bondages are entangling them, binding them. Maya, they're not able to understand Maya, and so that is binding them in these bondages. But now is the time to break these bondages, remain light and fly. And then the third tree showed those small pieces of fruit, small sized fruit. So Baba then took some of that small fruit in his hand and was showing the children. The light that was emerging from it was coming in four different colors. In the first light was written, always remain stable in your inner stage. And the second ray that was spreading out was written, you are under the Father's canopy of protection and the Father's Srimat. The third ray of light was written, experience the supersensuous joy of the confluence age and your future form of happiness. And then the fourth ray was written, you are a world benefactor, merciful one, the one with all blessings. So Baba then explained, when the more the children remain in their original form, their future form will also be in front of them. They'll experience the happiness of the attainments of the confluence age and continue to dance in that happiness. And then thirdly, they'll be able to have mercy and compassion for souls of the world and be able to be in that form of giving blessings to all. Time is telling you now to distance yourself from all other matters, stabilize yourself in your original form, stage of the self. This will enable you to bring about transformation, experience that perfection, and it will give you experiences of your future stage as well. Baba was showering a lot of love on the children, and Baba then said, the Father knows that Baba's beloved children, the very loving children, have come to Baba's home. So Baba is giving a lot of drishti to everyone. And then said, children should always pay attention that the Father is holding onto your hand and is enabling you to move forward. Your hand is in the Father's hand. I then offered bhog to Baba. Baba then gave lots of remembrances to everyone. Baba then gave drishti, and while giving drishti, Baba said, the time is giving you a lot of experiences to become the embodiment of success and become perfect. Baba gave remembrances and I returned. Om Shanti.